I'd like to call this meeting back to order. We've got a couple more items on the agenda, and I'd like to reverse the order so that we don't have people waiting for us to come back from executive session in order to get to item 16. So I'd like to take up item 16, miscellaneous and meeting debrief, right now. And we've got a couple blue sheets to consider. Great. We've got commission budget information. And it's in your notebook, right, at the end. This is just our effort to make you aware and sensitive to the constraints that we operate under, or we should be willing to operate under. It's a somewhat awkward situation in that we're the bosses, in a sense, yet we don't have enough detailed understanding or control of the finances of the department to set our own budget as we would perhaps wish. So it's a collaborative effort between the commission office and the director's office to figure out what's a reasonable budget. And in the recent past, we've wanted to be helpful and act as role models for the department in tightening the belt and reducing unnecessary or less important costs. So we've refrained from traveling very much. And the cost of traveling, of course, is the cost of staff going to different locations with us, when normally most staff present to us are stationed in Olympia. So you can see that there's been some exceedances in our budget, but all in all, we're not too far off from the allotment. The actual expenditures were pretty close. I don't know what to say other than, there's just I have a feeling that we should continue to be very frugal, just because it's us demonstrating a sensitivity to what the agency as a whole is experiencing. That said, there's a lot of commissioners who would like us to travel some more because we're not getting out there and seeing the rest of the state and actually looking at some of the issues that we're addressing. And it was always very valuable to make our meetings more accessible to the public in Eastern Washington in particular. But I'm open to perspectives from other commissioners. So, Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The only thing I really have to offer is I don't remember exactly, but maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, there was some discussion. It was when we were trying to make the decision on whether to travel or not and so forth. And we had a session in which we went over the rules in terms of how we spend money, travel and that sort of thing. And that was put together in a document that we agreed to follow. I don't know whether the newer commissioners have that document or have looked at it, but that sort of spells out the rules. I don't know whether that would have an impact on this budget or not, but it is out there and something we probably should be following.
Joe's looking puzzled, and I think it's a document that we haven't looked at in years.
That's right.
This was something we developed not so much because of the travel. We were traveling a lot more in those days. That was an accepted and valued part of the expense of the commission. I think that came up in relation to commissioners' desire to go to meetings outside of commission meetings, conferences, and travel, just travel to meetings that were not a required part of our job. There was requests coming into the chair for reimbursement for costs associated with various meetings, and that's frankly always been a thorny one. Since I've been chair, when I get asked, well, can the department pick up the costs of me going to this or that meeting? I always feel like a parent being asked by a kid for for some allowance, and that's an awkward position to be in. I feel like I want to encourage the activism, the engagement of commissioners, because most of these things are relevant. They're not just junkets and vacations. They're learning experiences. And so one thought I had was that maybe we approve or we pre-approve X amount of expenditures each year by a commissioner if something comes up. So you should check in with the commission office, but there's no real decision to be made until you've started exceeding some number. Commissioner Perry?
I'll just say again that that was the major part of the discussion when we were going over these rules. There were older rules, and we basically updated them and really addressed some of those things that you're talking about, Madam Chair. And if those rules are distributed again, maybe reviewed again to determine whether they were really applicable to our situation right now, that maybe would answer more clear-cut some of those decisions, because I think there was some limitations on outside meetings and the budget for each commissioner and so forth, not formally, but within that rule package. But it'd be something to take a look at and maybe review.
Okay. Deputy Director Storr?
Well, just as a point of information, what we typically do as we set the allotments, budget's established usually, hopefully, you know, at the end of the session, not so this time, but we have a budget that comes out of the session. Allotments to the agencies are made, and they come to us at the beginning of the fiscal year, so around July. We'll take and then divide up that agency allotment into the various parts of the agency, across the agency, and including the commission. And what we've typically done, this budget reflects that, is we've gone back and looked at the past year, and then we have a brief discussion with at least the chair, if not the commissioners, around, you know, here's how we did it, here's the numbers we arrived at for these various objects. The travel is reflected in object G here, and it was based on what you all spent last biennium. And then we have a discussion about do we want to push that up or down, whatever the case may be. So, as always, happy to do whatever you all need in terms of setting that and having that discussion. I would anticipate that'll be around the September kind of time frame, and we'll do that again. Most of the travel budget here has to do with your attendance at meetings and not the out-of-state requests. There's a little bit of that built in here. And I'll go back, and I was puzzled, but I do remember now the travel guidelines are in the commission collection. So I'll go back and look at those, especially with a couple of new folks coming on board. And
mm-hmm. Good. Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is helpful. It's educational. And it does look like the primary reason that we spent more than we thought was because of the change in pay status. It wasn't really built into the original budget. So when I look at the big picture for item E, for example, we had 55 and you only spent just under 30,000 there. But the question I have is, does this also cover our staff and our staff's equipment and those types of needs? So, for example, every 5 years, do we replace a computer for them? Is that built, you know, we would want to build that type of thing, expense into it at an annual basis. And so you would have some input to understand of any time.
Okay. We'll dig that guidance out. And it is timely, given that we're going to have some new commissioners next time we meet. And it was intended as a document to help educate the commission, get you all sensitized to the budget picture, and I was hoping it would all make you very sensitive and self-regulating so you don't ask me for trips to Hawaii or anything. Okay. All right. The next item bullet is vice chair. We have a vacancy in our vice chairmanship, and I realize that in August, the next meeting, we're going to have some new commissioners. So we thought we'd just do this on an interim basis. And I think Commissioner Schmitten has a nomination, perhaps.
Pleasure. I would like to make a nomination, and after canvassing the field, having lots of support, I would nominate the name of Dr. Brad Smith.
Okay, we've got a nomination of Brad Smith to be our interim vice chair. It's been seconded by Commissioner Mekin. Any further discussion? Anyone want to talk about his qualifications, or I guess that's not necessary.
By definition, this puts them on the executive committee.
Yes, it does. Okay. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Dr. Smith.
Indeed, my honor. I'm a humble servant. Can I go to Hawaii now?
Fabulous. Yeah, and now that he's retired,
He's going to do more work. We don't retire.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a couple.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Thanks for agreeing.
Can I still sit next to Joe?
No.
You're breaking up the team. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was thinking, you can continue to sit there.
No, I will. It would be a pleasure to come sit next to you.
No, I don't feel like
I won't have to bear all the insults that I have to hear.
This way, this ear will get
it. See, I have to. Well, maybe this is not proper to introduce this kind of state secrets into commission record, official record. But I like Commissioner Duvia here, so I could kick him under the table when necessary.
I will welcome your kicks.
It took me.
I will ask for more.
What that sound was when Gary got kicked.
Okay, we've got a couple of blue sheets to take care of. The first one from Commissioner Kenny, the Youth Advisory Group briefing. This is high importance, medium urgency. Requested due date by fall. Action being requested, brief the commission on establishing a youth advisory board within WDFW. Output requested, work with OSPI, Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, to provide a workshop on board development, advisory board development. So that's the blue sheet. This is coming out of the conversations within the Big Tent Committee. The Big Tent Committee supports this fully. So that's the motion. Do I hear a second? The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Jennings. Discussion? Anyone need any further clarification?
Timely.
This is basically a model you've seen other states have, and we're trying to emulate it.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
And the OSPI was an offer on Thursday when I met with them to help us in looking through how to make this model successful. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten a lot of experience, the fellow that I was working with or talking with, who Bruce knows well, Otka. But I think what we're looking at here is not just to go out and establish one. We're looking at how do we get the right recipe together to make what we do successful, a positive, a cost-effective, and a partnership-sharing cost-effective.
Self-perpetuating.
So, and I was just very enthused by listening to the fellow from OSPI talk about this, and he's just a great guy. So he's offered to come work with us and briefing us, which I think, because what he was saying to me, I said, this is more than just for my ears and eyes. This other people need to hear this. And how do you set these things up so they are successful? The youth have a positive experience from them. It's a positive, visible experience for the agency as well. So it's all good.
Harry?
Madam Chair, I think this is a really good idea. And I don't know much about the school administration, the state superintendent of public instruction and all that. But I do know, for some reason, quite a lot of school teachers. And they want all the help they can get in this respect. Environment, global warming, wildlife particularly, seem to be really good topics. And there isn't anything that steers it very well, apparently, from what I understand. So at least at the teacher level, they're certainly looking for this kind of input.
You know, just if you have teachers like that, they can feel free to have them give me a call, because they should talk to the Region 10 office of EPA. There's a regional coordinator for environmental education. Sally Hamp is her name. Great person, but that can be not necessarily one-stop shopping, but she can help direct for other folks. And also there's a state organization for environmental education. Abby Ruskey's ahead of that, which I have that contact. So I have a bunch of those in my Rolodex, if you can even use that phrase anymore. I still have a Rolodex. I have a Flipadex, not a Rolodex.
That's more advanced.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So have them feel free to pass my name on to them.
I will pass it.
Deputy Director Stewart.
You know, there's a huge void here, I think, in terms of youth and outdoor education and a million ideas. And when we first started to discuss this, you know, of course, I'm protective about resources and concerned about resources and still am. So part of this effort is going to be looking for resources, as Commissioner Smith said. The other thing we've talked about in terms of Commissioner Smith's notion of rolling this out and getting it right is it's sort of a pilot. I mean, we're going to start off small, and the notion of bringing in a handful of youth at the beginning and starting to develop a program, look for the funding, look for ways to engage youth in helping us think through at the agency level, you know, where best to spend our time and energy, however great or small that may be, to advance this. And then if it works at sort of a first step, we take the second step, third step to make sure we're getting it right as we move along. But that's how I think that's how the discussion has evolved at the committee level. That's how I'm interpreting that. So I wanted to make sure I said that in front of everybody so we all sort of share that same expectation.
Yeah, let me follow up. I totally agree. And that's what this fellow from OSPI was saying too, you know, on how to do it. So that's why his recommendations would be the same, but how he would outline it would calm all of your concerns. And not just calm your concerns, I think it's the right way to do it. And he would echo that based on his experience. The one model that he talked about, they set one up in the legislature in 2005, the Youth Advisory, Legislative Youth Advisory Board. He said that's very successful. So, and he said there's 30 of them around the state now that exist. So
we're not the first. We're not the first.
No, but we're going to be the first in the broad environmental arena, you know, in the natural resource agenda. But no, we're not the first. And they've had a hand in setting these things up, so he knows what works, what doesn't work, what's fundable, what's not fundable. And what we talk about the funding, and I'm totally sympathetic, having been in the position the last 4 years of cutting budgets, I know all of this well, but when we get something that is defined and we have this nice package of how we want to see it in our vision, that, I think, will be eminently shoppable. You know, I think, but we can't just shop an idea. We have to have something to shop. Yeah, and I think that's when we can go out. And if we can have a few logos on this from the get-go, and one of those coming from OSPI, it'll just make it much more shoppable. So. So I feel I sense your pain.
And you're moving away from him.
And I'm moving away from him.
Okay. Any other discussion, comments? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. All right. Next blue sheet is from Commissioner Jennings. Status briefing on Washington's amphibians, medium importance, medium urgency, fall 2013 due date. Knowledge is this is in response to the recent USGS study population status trend, if known, of our amphibians. Focus on non-listed species, opportunities for citizen science. And this would be a commission briefing. Do you want to say anything more about
that? Oh, just I think, you know, since that national study hit the press, will be yet. I want to know what's going on in Washington, and this seems like an opportunity to talk on it. We've heard a little bit in the past about some of our state-listed species, and my thought is more, well, what is the range of amphibians we have, and what do you know about them, and do we monitor them, do we not? And then potentially depending on the department's desire to say, is there an opportunity for citizen science? You know, we're looking at websites or our applications, mobile apps that can take pictures and upload it for, you know, wolf fraud and wolf sightings and all the rest. Maybe we can do something similar for, I saw a frog in my backyard.
Okay. I guess we need a second. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's been seconded by Commissioner Mencken. Questions, comments? Maybe we should ask Director Anderson, do you have any initial reaction? No? Okay. Okay. Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Any other blue sheets? Nope. Okay. We've got those disposed of. And the other thing that I wanted to take up during this meeting debrief is this is Chuck's last meeting. Commissioner Perry is departing for the better world, the world outside.
He's evolving.
And it's going to be hard to express the degree of admiration that we all have for you, Chuck. It's real. It's sincere. When I was starting to think about what I could say, because I've been working with Chuck for 8 years now, and it's been one of the better parts of being a commissioner is the relationships you develop, the quality of interaction, the lessons that you learn. We had dinner with Chuck. Some of us went out to dinner with Chuck and started telling him what, you know, what we had thought and how we feel and how much we admire him. And the words that came to my mind when I think of Chuck, and I've told him this before, so this is not new, that the main words that come to my mind is true blue. That guy is true blue. He's methodical. He's intelligent. He's skilled. He's diligent, dedicated. And, you know, the most important thing that I think he's brought to the commission is his unique breadth of experience in Eastern Washington, with the habitats of Eastern Washington. He spent his lifetime traveling around and observing, and he is an excellent observer. And that is what distinguishes people who are real conservationists, not knee-jerk sentimentalists. He really knows habitats, and I got a sense when we traveled more, there were some field trips we took, and I just always felt like this is one of the great privileges of being on the commission, is going off into these habitats with people who really know these places. You can ask questions and they have the answers, and they understand how things work. That's the guy who understands how Eastern Washington works. So in addition to that, he's ethical, and he's always been steering with his own compass. You never get the sense that Chuck is just going along for the ride. He makes up his own mind, and he's been just obviously passionate about lands, passionate about the department. He's wise. I think we've all benefited from his wisdom. This must be hard for Chuck, because he's a very modest guy, too. But I had to say these things because there is no doubt in my mind that the state has, the department, public resources have benefited immensely from Chuck's career and his service on the commission. And we rarely get to send off other commissioners by saying the things that they deserve to hear, but I had to do it. So, congratulations, Chuck. You did a stellar job.
Well, I just want to say that I feel really privileged to serve on a commission like this. And in my years with the department, I made a lot of presentations in front of past commissions. And the questions we got then, they were mainly hunters and fishermen. They were not technical experts. And the questions they had and so forth were okay, but they really didn't have a lot to do with policy and operations, more whether the conditions in the field and so forth. This commission has had a diverse group of experts that have their own field, but I think we all have a dedication to the natural resources and fish and wildlife specifically, which kind of brings us together. I've been really impressed that with the diversity of views around the table, you can express your viewpoint, and somebody else may have a totally different viewpoint. When you're done, you can slip a lot and have a cup of coffee or a beer. It's not personal. It's on an intellectual basis. I think there's a lot of mutual respect around the table. I think that is extremely important. Everybody has their biases, but I think we tried to be fair to all concerned, and I think we hired an extremely good director, and I'm a little bit embarrassed that when we hired the director, I voted for him. I think I made a mistake. I'm very happy with both Bill and Joe's performance, and I think we're really lucky to have him in this time of unbelievable controversies and
budget stress.
And budgets. I've been to quite a few WAFLA meetings, and I encourage the rest of you to try to take advantage of that when you can. And I don't think there's any question in my mind. Any state, whether it be Alaska or Florida or wherever, we have by far the most diverse problems Washington relative to natural resources than do any place in the United States, and therefore our director has the most difficult job, the commission as well, in trying to kind of set the direction and so forth. But you talk to directors and or commissioners in other states, and they'll list four or five things that they're working on, and we can easily name a dozen, and that's just scratching the surface. Work of the commission or the work of the director is much more difficult here than it is in other places. And I think this commission has lived up to it. We have a good relationship between the director and the commission. I think that's the way it should be. Good respect for the public, and I just think it's worked out extremely well. And again, I have felt very privileged to be associated with you folks.
All right. Director Anderson.
Mr. Wecker, I just wanted to make a few remarks on behalf of myself and Joe, and as well as the staff that have had the privilege of working with Commissioner Perry the last 8 years. You know, there's a few qualities that I've always valued the most in in a person. Credibility is one, and Commissioner Perry's credibility is without question. When he speaks or represents something, you know that it's the truth. Integrity is another one, another value that I hold really high. And Commissioner Perry's integrity is beyond reproach. And the other one is honorable. And that term's a little bit harder to describe for me, but when you know, when you recognize an individual as honorable, I think it's a special quality, and Commissioner Perry has that. And the respect that I have grown to have for Commissioner Perry over the years has been in part everybody brings their own expertise to the table on particular topic areas, and those are the easy ones, really. It's where you have a base of knowledge, you can engage in an issue, you don't have to do a whole lot of homework because you know the topic. Where Commissioner Perry has excelled is his willingness to enter into the topics that aren't within his area of expertise necessarily or background or experience and really do that homework, read all the background papers, listen to the public, and engage in those issues and be willing to enter into conversations in areas where maybe his career didn't take him, at least previously. So having a commissioner that's willing to do that, I think, is a really high value. And I really respect Commissioner Perry for that. And he sent me an email a few weeks ago of some parting remarks and guidance that I appreciated very much. And you could probably all imagine what they were. But so it's been an honor, Chuck, for me to get to know you and have and call you my friend and my colleague, and I hope our paths continue to cross as we go through time.
Yeah, thanks. Commissioner Schmitten.
Madam Chair, let me start by using a Chuckism. Just one more question. We've heard that quite a few times. But my time with Chuck goes back to 1962 to 66, and we were at WSU together, oddly enough, in the same programs, Fish and Wildlife, Dr. Buss, who wrote the book, Range Management and Forestry. But I met him there, bumped into him in classes and got to know him a little bit, but I met him through his wild roommates at the time, and these were all nuts and berries guys that, in fact, there was a future forester, a vet, and the odd person out was a math major, and there was this buff tan guy lifting weights even then, and it turned out to be Chuck Perry.
Oppenheimer?
But you know what? In class, what is that, 40 years ago or so? 50 years ago. He was the same Chuck as we know today. He was dedicated. He had a career path. He knew where he was going. And it never varied. And, you know, if I fast forward 43 years, I'm seated by the same person I grew to know then. He's true to his nature, very, very passionate about land and range management issues. To me, he's my conscience on land acquisition and management. And then it all culminated yesterday in the perfect combination of settings and time with his comments on the difference between recreational and fish and wildlife priorities of land management. I will forever keep those comments with me. Chuck, they were just so memorable. And I want to share another, whatever we have, 20, 30 years more with you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, great. I think I told Chuck this morning that there's going to be a Chuck Perry moment after every land transaction.
I have one more comment. How I really got to know Commissioner Schmidt is that when he was in college, he was a bottle collector. Not beer bottles.
Yeah.
And not whiskey bottles. Well, yeah, whiskey bottles. Ancient whiskey bottles. And over a period of several years, we dug in more old dumps in the countryside around Pullman. His collection of glass rivaled probably anybody in the country. It was just amazing what we found. But that's how I got to know Commissioner Schmidt.
I forgot about that.
Did he have a nickname?
Not really.
Yeah. Not for the record.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
The things you do for fun.
Well, what can I say? We're going to miss you. Now you know. You've heard it. It's in, and tell Mary she can listen online to what we just said. I think she should hear it too. And your children. Anyway, thanks. Okay, we have another personal piece of business, and that has to do with someone else in the room who's going through a big life transition from mom to grandma. Is Aaron out there with the cake? Oh, we ate like that was.
We've been eating the cake.
Isn't there?
That's really good.
I heard there was a different cake.
I don't know.
I didn't know.
I don't
know.
Oh,
stay there. Oh. Let me feed this up there. Okay.
And this whole beat up.
So we just wanted to recognize that this is a joyful event for you, and it came out just fine, happily. Yeah, and the baby's name again is
Henley.
Yeah, great. Yeah, so just wanted to acknowledge and note this major event in your life. We wanted to eat cake, too.
Well, while we're talking about the revealing thing, this is our 27th wedding anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations. Look at this.
You have that back to
Grandma. Yay.
Wow.
Who would have thought you'd get more excited about getting baby clothes and grandbabies? Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was the cake?
Yeah.
That was the cake.
And it was good. You should have some cake.
Okay.
All right. I'll do
yeah,
that.
Are you
guys can go about your...
Good. All right. Director Anderson?
I don't want to interrupt. Well, I did have one thing I wanted to remind you
about. Okay. Yeah.
The WAFLA meeting is in July. The 20th through the 24th. It's the 20th of the Saturday. It's in Omaha, Nebraska. We have there, and there are a couple of functions, as there typically are in the summer meeting for commissioners. And there's a commissioner's forum, I think it's on Sunday. And then there's a commission director's forum for half a day. But I wanted to be aware of the meeting, and if you wanted to go, there is a discount, although pretty small, if you register early.
Okay.
We've got, I think, a couple of weeks yet to go before that break in the registration fee is going to expire.
Mm-hmm. So, what was the dates again?
The,
Ju- July?
Well, it's the 20th. Friday is the 19th. There's a couple of events on the 19th, the 20th, which is a Saturday. And we've got
reps from Fish and Wildlife and Enforcement going, and Bob Everett and myself are going to trade off on the representing the agency at the executive level.
Okay.
So,
if anyone's interested
FYI.
Or available, let me know.
And I can get you the I'll forward Tammy the, or if she doesn't already have it, the agenda so you can take a look at it. There's a lot of committee meetings and those kinds of things.
Commissioner Perry?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that there is a lot of committee meetings, and the meetings specifically for commissioners are well worthwhile. You get to meet other commissioners, and probably the most valuable thing is the information exchange between, problems in your area, what are you doing about them, that sort of thing. We're pretty progressive in Washington. Usually we're answering questions rather than asking them, but it really gives you perspective when you go to those. Committee meetings are on all kinds of wildlife topics, and you can't go to them all, but they really give you an idea of what's going on that particular topic in other states. So it's well worth going. I guess the only thing I would add to that is that you tend to meet people when you're there from other states, and it appears that other states designate from, like, their commission to somebody to represent them. They go, they know the people, the discussions happen easier, and you know something about what's going on. You get all the emails and so forth. So it helps to have to be sort of consistent, and I've kind of done that through my tenure, and you get to go to some really interesting places. Omaha, I don't know.
Yeah.
We went to Montana, South Dakota, Hawaii, someplace else too, I'm not forgetting, but they're extremely interesting places, rotten field trips associated with it.
Dr. Anderson?
And just a little bit of the, I don't know if it's cold water, but lukewarm water, it's somewhere in the $1,700-$1,800 by the time you do the airfare and do the registration and lodging and meals, it's in that $1,700, $1,800, $1,900. So I wouldn't recommend that you all go.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. Anything else for the commission debriefs? I think we need to move on. So we have I'm still shooting for a noon. I mean, I know that it says 11:15, but I think if we're done by noon, everyone will be happy still. Okay.